Paul saying that? Well, he hadn't written it yet. Come carry the Old Testament and give me all the money you have, and you'll have the same anointing. Where is that in New Testament? Where? I looked. It's not even close to being in there. It is not. It's a perversion of truth. It's a perversion based on greed. Say you need money if you need money. It costs money to do stuff. I need money. You all probably need money too. Pray God send somebody who doesn't need money. Who cares? He takes care of it. We don't know how. You talk about taking that oil and it just making it go and go. We can't even begin to figure out how he's doing it. I sometimes look in a meeting and look at you guys and go, oh, there's so much for that. But can't you send some stranger through the door, Lord, where there's some chance we're going to pay this bill? And it's the biggest offering we've ever had. I don't know if you guys won the lotto and didn't tell me you've been gambling. I don't know what's happening. But all I know is this. It's not about you. It's about God. It's about God. And it's not where I just as soon stay in my nice little building praying for my van to keep moving. I'm honest. Than to get in so much debt that I have to negotiate with the devil and compromise scripture. God have mercy. If you're in over your head, don't manipulate the people. Just repent and go get a smaller building and start doing it right. Just stand in the pulpit and say, I got big hit it. I got us in a lot of trouble here financially. Because I thought God was calling me to something different than he was. Or it's not his time, it's not his season. I don't know. But we need to sell this building. So you guys pray. And I'm crying out before God to show me what to do. Because I don't want to take the anointing from me. I don't want to have to begin to preach out of an agreement with the debtor. Oh, you know how much more money would come in if they would honestly get to that place in their heart than the tithe belongs in the storehouse. You're right. The storehouse is where you get fed. It doesn't say the tithe belongs in the temple. It never said that. Temple was the word for the house of the Lord, Old Testament. It didn't even say it belongs in the house of the Lord. I'm just honest. Don't you think God would have put it one place in New Testament if it was such a rule that we hear? I'm just honest. Show me. That's what I say. Show me. I agree. Under the law, it goes where you get fed. Even under the law, it goes where you get fed. New Testament, it just goes to the high priest, which is Christ. Lord, where do you want this to go? And I wish I could give more and let your kingdom come. You know what? I'm just going to say it. Oh, man. It's greed to use God's principle to get. Plain out simple greed. And I'm sorry. Oh, man, I'm hitting it today, but it's okay because I'm anointed. You hear such dumb stuff. Give with the expectation to receive. Where is that at? Give out of obedience. Give as a cheerful giver, and that comes really when you begin to love God. Sometimes I don't give as a cheerful giver. Because I'm still dealing with some greed issues. I'm still trying to take care of things. And God says, give this. And you're like, oh. You ain't get close to blaspheming, folk. God says, you know, and you know it's not you. That just leaves one. And then your brain kicks in, well, how am I going to pay this? He said, you're not, I am. And then they're going to obey you. And then if it doesn't get paid, I missed it somehow, some way. You're closing something down. Why don't we admit we're human? And sometimes we step out too far. And sometimes God's in grace and we cry out, we'll still fix it because it's so nice. And sometimes we'll say, no, you fix it. Get off the river. You go cancel that contract for a bigger, better building. Who cares? It's just about humility. I'm human. Oh, Will, sorry. Let's build our house. Don't ever for money in an offering plate in anywhere wanting to get. Fat, fat, fat. greed. And get him out of your heart. Find out what the hang-up really is. And get a heart of God where you want other people to get set free. You want other people to hear the gospel. You want the radio program to go, maybe. You want to be people come, but don't have and single person gets to just your put me on the mailing list. Nope, nobody else knows. We wouldn't care. Honestly, if they said, well, I gave $1,000 today, we'd all say, good, glad you got it. Bye, brother. And then be obedient. Just tired of all the greed out of the church. Because that's the other God. It's negotiating with the devil. A servant can be the slave of two masters. Does that not tell me? Yes. And then if you look, there's a master build. Lucifer, who can take the place of God and he offers you. He offers you easy way to bring you into bondage and darkness. And he uses his problem, and he uses your fear. Does he sets you to be raped, and then he negotiates with how he lose your mind one day. You talk about trying to. You not. It goes on. Or be attached to the first and despise the second. They both of money. Actual greed. Big house. A nice car. I've got lots of. Now God's called me to me. I deserve. And I want. How can you have that and be in the ministry? You're not that blatant. No, staying subtle. You don't got to about this junk. And you love it when pastors are driving around in gigantic cars for us to touch or judge. But if you're drawn to it, then you got a double mind. You got a mixed heart. And when you pray a prayer like I prayed, God, I'm so ready to minister. Oh, God, put me in ministry or take me home. And the Lord says, all right, remove her hedge of protection. She's going to have to see how she's not as ready as she thinks. And then your kid is dead while you're sitting there reading a get-rich, multi-level marketing, make friends off your Christian friends, don't ever have to work again so you can be in full-time ministry plan of action. And blood is all over it, including parts of the brain from your daughter. And then God begins to show you within a half hour, God, what happened? I think this could happen. What happened? The Lord said, well, you were set up for this. Cindy, you would be so good selling this coupon offer to your friends. All you have to do is get them to sign up. You'll be making four week doing nothing. Yes, initial setup is about, $100 to get involved, which he gets 50% of. And then all your friends will just sell this, and you'll make some money off of this, and it'll free to do the things God wants you to do. Oh, not that little nasty, stinking, rotten, fallen steward from heaven. Come and negotiate with me. And then you're thinking, yeah, this must be God. I even feel the anointing. This must be God. And instead of breaking the power of the words that were spoken, instead of even thinking about it again, you spend the next 3 or 4 days figuring out how to approach your friends and give them this wonderful opportunity. And then you're caught unaware. When Satan kills your kid in front of you. Because you got your Bible beside you, but you haven't opened it for a week. Because you've been too busy thinking it was God. How to get out of your job and get something where you don't have to work, but you can make money. And it's spiritual. And honestly, in my thinking, I really did just want to work for the kingdom. But why couldn't I have seen that Paul was a tent maker? Why couldn't I have seen to be used by me and using my info? I never asked him because we didn't get that. But that was where the Lord wants to come in and throw those tables over once again and say, look how you're using your friendships. Look how you're using your sphere of influence to make people sell something, thing for you. If it doesn't matter, don't sell it. It's that simple. If it doesn't matter what you're selling, don't sell it. My goodness, we got people selling weight loss product. Eating's going to bring cancer. And you're going to be begging God to get you out of a mess when you get a lawsuit that's going to take everything you have because all you cared about was making money. Oh, conviction again. Wish I had seen this greed before. I had known. I wish I had known. It would have been great if he had nothing in me. But he had a strong man in me. It was a family curse. I come from a very wealthy family. The ability to influence people. From early on, I was a leader. I was going to use that to build my kingdom. And I was going to try to combine it. And you know, when it all falls junk. And I'm going to pray for mercy. But when it all falls down, I'm not going to go through it then. Because it destroyed. When God, how Satan set me up. He revealed it to me while my daughter's body was still in the yard. When he showed me how I was set up. Success isn't if I. Car. To see these. Like. Now I can give you everything. And no. He has everything. We. Give. Honestly, slick. Going to feed. This. I can count it all joy. I can count it all joy because I figure. I would have been life where I cry to gods at how many people I could have hurt. Be with her again. Learn your lessons in your trials. Find out what it is that Satan is doing and has done in you. No matter how difficult it is. Coolest thing. I learned before her body. I had such victory. That's why joy comes in the book is written. That's why swipe being drunk in the line while looking at the body. 400 people. At least. God and in the record of God and in the God and say stars is my light. We walk out. Thank you. Ben. That's why God could see. Let's give her just a little bit of what. Let's just give she need. Just Glory, hurry. Linux.